Other terrors. Other battles. Charlie's Shell Game, Brian Garfield. The author of 70 novels and scores of short stories, Brian Francis Wynne Garfield, 1939 to 2018, was not only prolific but also versatile and accomplished. He wrote numerous westerns, beginning with Range Justice, 1960, written when he was 18. He eventually was chosen to be the president of the Western Writers of America. He also wrote adventure, war, sea, and historical novels, as well as nonfiction. It is for his mystery, crime, and espionage fiction, however, that Garfield is best known. His first great success was Hopscotch, 1975, which won the Edgar as the best novel of the year and was made into a very successful motion picture in 1980 with Walter Matthau and Glenda Jackson. The book was a tense suspense film set in the Cold War era and seemed natural for the movies. Several attempts with various screenwriters failed until Garfield became involved and helped turn the story into a comedy. As popular as the movie was, Garfield was even better known for the 1974 motion picture made from his novel Death Wish, 1972. It stars Charles Bronson as a New York man whose wife and child are brutalized and who turns into a vigilante, putting himself in dangerous positions and exacting vengeance when attacked. Set in a time of seemingly relentless street violence, the film divided liberals who loathed the notion of a citizen taking the law into his own hands and conservatives who applauded what they regarded as street justice. The tremendous success of the film spawned four sequels. A decade after the first film was released, Bernie Goetz, a mugging victim, also became a vigilante in events reminiscent of Garfield's novel and the film adaptation. Though largely vilified by the media and New York's politicians, Bernie for Mayor buttons sprouted all over the city. 19 films were inspired by Garfield's work, though none had the impact of Death Wish or the critical acclaim of Hopscotch. Perhaps the best was The Stepfather, 1987, a low-budget suspense film for which he and his longtime friend Donald E. Westlake had created a story that was remade in 2009 with more money but less suspense. His short story collection Checkpoint Charlie, 1981, was a sequel to Hopscotch that featured Charlie Dark, an inept CIA agent whose main fear was losing his job. Charlie's Shell Game was originally published in the February 1978 issue of Ellery Queen's Mystery Magazine. It was first collected in Checkpoint Charlie, New York, Mysterious Press, 1981.